I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Most treasure hunters are also coin collectors, and most coin collectors recognize the names of the three most famous designers of United States coins. There was Victor D. Brenner, whose initials VDB are on the Lincoln penny he designed. There was Charles E. Barber, who designed the Barber dime, the Barber quarter, the Barber half dollar, and the Liberty Head nickel. And there was George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan dollar. And collectors who are really sharp may recognize names like James Earl Fraser, John Sinnock, and Adolf Weinmann, who all designed common United States coins. But how many coin collectors recognize the name Frank Gasparo? Mr. Gasparo was the chief engraver of the United States Mint from 1965 to 1981. Before that, he was the assistant chief engraver, and he was responsible for the design of several coins that no one seems to like too much. He was born in Philadelphia in 1909, the year the Lincoln penny first appeared, and it was Frank Gasparo who had the unenviable job of changing the back of the Lincoln penny in 1959 to commemorate Lincoln's 150th birthday. Until 1958, the Lincoln penny was known as the wheatback. But in 1959, we got the, I think rather ugly, Lincoln Memorial back. It was designed by Mr. Gasparo, making him, in my book, 0-for-1. His initials, FG, are on the bottom right side of the memorial. Look carefully at a memorial back penny and you'll see them there. Mr. Gasparo used to enjoy telling cashiers that he was a famous sculptor, and when they asked him what he had designed, he would gleefully reply, "It's in your pocket." In 1971, the United States decided to issue a new dollar coin. The last silver dollars had been minted in 1935, and nobody seemed to miss them much. But after 36 years with no dollar coins, Congress decided to bring them back. Mr. Gasparo was asked to design the new coin, and he came up with the Eisenhower dollar. It had a rather unflattering portrait of Ike on one side, and on the back was the Apollo 11 insignia, an eagle on the moon with the Earth, I think that's the Earth, in the distant sky over the eagle's wing, making him, in my book, 0-for-2. But Frank wasn't done. In 1978, to honor women's rights, Congress authorized a new dollar coin, smaller than the silver dollar, with a portrait of Susan B. Anthony. So Frank Gasparo, still the mint's chief engraver, went to work. He found two photographs of Susan B. Anthony, one taken when she was 28, the other when she was 84. Guess which one he used? Yep, he thought she was just too pretty in the earlier photograph. So we have a rather harsh, angry-looking elderly woman on the dollar coin. 0-for-3. Oh, and by the way, rather than design a new back for the Susan B. Anthony dollar, he just reused his Eagle on the Moon back from the Eisenhower dollar. As you probably know, the Susan B. Anthony dollar was a miserable failure. Nobody used them. Nobody liked them. Besides being just plain ugly, they were too close in size to the quarter, and people were getting the two coins mixed up. Frank had one contribution to American coinage that looks pretty good, the back of the Kennedy half dollar, an impressive eagle with 13 tail feathers for the 13 original states and 50 stars in a circle around it. So let's make his final score 1-for-4. After he retired from the Mint, by the way, he went back to Philadelphia and taught art. He died in 2001. He was 92 years old. And for the Lincoln Memorial Cent alone, Frank Gasparo's artwork appears on over 100 billion United States coins. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up some new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too. treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.